Erevin Perik Yud Mishnah Gimel 10:3 and one more Mishnah on the topic of certain Durabanans being relaxed for the sake of protecting Kisvei Kodesh, holy writings and other things from Bizayon, from being disgraced. So to understand our Mishnah, you have to remember the basic principle of Hotza'ah, of transferring from one domain to another, which requires both the Akira, the setting into motion of the object, and the Hanacha, the placing down of the object into a different domain, meaning from Rabban to Yachad, or Rosh Hashanah Yachad to Rabban. Now, it has to be the entire object which is transported. If only a portion of the object is transferred, so then you're only in a Durabanan territory. So our Mishnah is going to be talking about someone who's reading a scroll. And a scroll, of course, can unfurl and span two Rishuyos. And the question is, can you pull the scroll back into your Rishus if it's now entering into a different Rishus in part? One end is in the wrong, a different domain, and you're from the one that the other end is in. So in general, the rule would be, no, you can't. You can't transfer even part of an object from one domain to a different domain. That's an Isser Durabanan. It's not a Doraisa because you're not transferring in its entirety. But we're going to be lenient and relax that Durabanan in the case of Kisvei Kodesh, like a Torah scroll or a Navi, etc. Because of the if you would leave that scroll open, spanning two domains, so then you'd have the problem of Bizayon, of disgrace to the Torah scroll. So the Mishnah says, the first case is Hayakara B'Sefer Al Ha'Eskupa. If a person had been reading a Sefer, it should not be translated as book, it means a scroll, as was the time in the Mishnah. So you're reading your Megillah or something like that, Al Ha'Eskupa, and you're sitting on the Eskupa. The Eskupa is the stoop in front of one's home or in a building, and it has a status of a Karmelis. And the reason why it has a Karmelis status, as opposed to Rishus HaYachad or Rishus HaRam, is because this is always has to be at least three tefachim, more than three tefachim off the ground. So on the one side of the Eskupa is the Rishus HaRam, the other side, let's say, is the home, the Rishus HaYachad. But this is a domain all to itself, and since it's at least three tefachim above the Rishus HaRam, it's not part of the Rishus HaRam, and it's less than 10 tefachim high, so it doesn't have the status of being its own domain, Rishus HaYachad. Instead, it's something in the middle. So provided that it also has, it's between 3 and 10 high from the ground, and it's at least 4 by 4 tefachim on a side, because if it would be less than that, it would now be a makom patur, but from 4 by 4 tefachim, it's its own domain, but since it's between 3 and 10, it's a karmelis, neither Rishus HaYachad nor Rishus HaRam. And that's where you're reading, and one end of this scroll is going to remain in that karmelis, the scoop at all times. But nisgalgel ha-sefer miyado, the other half gets away from you and rolls away from your hand. And so the one end is in your hand in the karmelis, the skupa. The other end is in the Rishus HaRabim. So can you pull it back in? So again, normally midurabun now will be asar because you're transferring partially from Rishus HaRabim back to a karmelis. That's forbidden. But in this case, since we're talking about a Torah scroll or other Kisvei Kodesh, one of the 24 books of the Tanakh, so now we're being lenient and we say golo eitzlo, you could roll it back to you. That's going to be okay. We're relaxing the Durabanan for the sake of the scroll. Now the next case is Hayakara Barosh HaGag, if one had been reading atop the roof of a building. So now this is a Rishus HaYachad proper. And unlike the previous case, when you're transferring from a Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis, at most you're going to do a Durabanan. So if you would next time have the scenario where it totally got out of your hand, for argument's sake, and you incorrectly, illegally transferred back from the Rabban into the Karmelis, the Skupa, that's only a Din Durabanan, so we were lenient in the previous case. But in the event where you're sitting on a Rishus HaYachad proper, so now even though transferring from the Rabban to the Yachad half, in part, is going to be a Durabanan, you could really learn the wrong thing or do the wrong thing and next time do a full transference, that's a Doraisa, and therefore we're going to be strict. And we're not going to allow you to simply transfer from something that's in the Rishus HaRabim proper back to the Rishus HaYachad, as we'll see in a moment. Similarly, if you, in the previous case, if you were sitting in the Eskupa and the scroll rolled so far away from you in the Rishus HaRabim that there was a whole Dalet Amos distance spanned in the Rishus HaRabim, so then the Tanakhama himself also would not allow you to roll the scroll back, even from the Rishus HaRabim to the Karmelis of the Eskupa, because you'd be transporting part of the scroll Dal Ramas Rishus HaRabim, that's Havara, and potentially Asar Midurabanan. In this case, it's only I'm sorry, potentially Isra Doraisa. In this case, it's only Darabanan because it's attached, but therefore, since something, a Doraisa could happen in a different, if a similar scenario, even the Tanakam would hold in that case, you cannot bring it back to you. But here, back on the roof, you're in the Shusha Yachid, V'nizgagla Sefer Miyado, one end of the scroll rolls away from you, down off the roof towards the Rishus Aram. Ajla Gila Asara Tfachim, if the far end, which is dangling, has not entered within even 10 tfachim from the ground of the Rishus Aram, so then golo eitzlo, no problem at all, you can roll it back to you. And the reason why is simple. The Rishus Aram only extends vertically up to 10 tfachim off the ground. Beyond 10 tfachim off the ground, we saw many times, certainly in Mesach HaShavas, it's called a Makom Patur, and so you have one end of your scroll on the Rishus HaYachid on the roof, the other end of the scroll dangling in the Makom Patur, no problem at all, so you can roll it back to you without any fear. But Mishigia la'asar tefachim, once the end of the scroll, the far end, is now within 10 tefachim off the ground, now you're kind of stuck potentially, because you'd be transferring from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid, and although it's just a Durabanan because only a partial transference, only one end of it, still, of course, it could come close to being a real Doraisa if you transfer the whole end by itself, and therefore we say you're now stuck. You cannot transfer it. Instead, simply hofcho al haksab. You simply turn it over onto its face. I mean, if it's you're sitting on the roof, so you're going to turn the scroll so that, you know, the back of the scroll, the unwritten part, faces traffic, and the written face of it faces towards the building, and that way it won't be so disgraced. Because the idea is being now we can't pull it back. We want to sort of protect the dignity of the scroll as much as possible. So we'll turn it over on its face. Normally, that's not permitted. That's also considered a disgrace, by the way. In other words, if, let's say, you're writing, nothing to do with Hotsa, if you're writing a Sefer Torah and you need the ink to dry, you can't turn it upside down to protect, you know, whatever dust from falling on the ink. No, you can't do that. That's considered a disgrace. You are allowed to sort of cover it in a sheet. And that halacha is extended to us, halacha l'maisa, that says you're not supposed to leave your sfarim open, right? You can't leave your sfarim open because it's considered disrespectful to the books, and certainly you can't turn the sefer upside down to hold your place. That's also considered to be a disgrace. Here in the Mishnah, we're allowing that, but only because it's just the better of two options. Upside down covered is better than exposed, but still not considered very nice. So therefore, you may not turn your sefer kodesh upside down to hold the place. Instead, if you don't want to close your book, because let's say you have a lot of books open, you're working, you want to go to Dav Minch, let's say, the din in Ramah Paskins is to, you know, take a sheet and cover your books or something like that to keep them respectfully covered without having to close them or turn them upside down. Now, everything I said needs an important qualification. The Gemara asks, wait a second, if you're sitting on the roof, you're holding the scroll on one end and the other end is dangling within 10 tefachim of the ground, but it's dangling in the air, so that far end hasn't come to rest. It's not resting in the Rishus HaRam. It's just, I don't know, it's in motion and play in the Rishus HaRam. And that being the case, there's not even a possibility yet of a Doraisa under any circumstances, because you have to do both the Akira and Hanacha. You have to set it into motion. And here it hasn't come to rest, so it can't yet be Ne'ekar, can't be, you know, set into motion yet. And therefore, you wouldn't have an issue of a potential Doraisa, and therefore it should be permitted even the way we described. And the Gemara concedes, yes, indeed, that is true. And therefore, the Gemara adds, the Bartender brings us, that there's a chsuri mechsra, there are certain words missing that should be like imputed in or read into the words of the Mishnah to make full sense of it. And we're going to have a case where the scenario where you can't roll it back and must leave it, you know, even face down till after Shabbos, is going to be a case where it has come to rest, and that will be on a slanted roof. So it's like, it's, you know, the roof is, it's come to rest on the side of a slanted roof, and it's within 10 tefach on the ground, so it's in the Rishus HaRabim at rest. But dangling in the air would not be a problem. And that's the Mishnah. Let me read you the Chsur Mechsra first, the missing words. So you should read back into the words, B'medavar Mamurim, when is it true that you can't roll that scroll back, now that it's within 10 tefach of the ground? That's, Shimigil Asar Tefachim Asu L'Gol Atzlo, that it's forbidden to roll it back to you, once it's within 10 tefachim on the ground, dafka b'mikre sha'kosel shel habayis hayem meshupa. It's specifically in a case where the wall of the house is at an angle. So it's either you call it an angled roof or an angled wall. The point is that the scroll is sitting on the slant. Veroshu Asheni Shel HaSefer Nach Al Shipua HaKotel. And the far end of the scroll is at rest on the slanting wall or slanting roof. That's when you can't bring it in. But if the case is of a mikra shel kosel she'enu mishupa, if you have unangled building just dangling in the air, so then golo etzlo afilu imhu samach lekarka, you yes indeed may roll it back to you, even if it is close to the ground. And in fact, that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who is the author of our Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah continues on to say that because Rabbi Yehuda holds the reason why if it's just dangling but it hasn't touched the ground, you can roll it back to you if it's not leaning on something. Afil ein mesulak min haaretz ela kmelo machat, even if it's not removed from the ground anything more than the width of a needle, meaning just a hair's breadth, as we would say in English, in the idiom. I mean, it's very close, but not touching the ground. Golo, eitzlo, you may roll it back up to you, up on the roof. No problem, because as long as it hasn't come to rest in the Rishus HaRabim, so then there's no Isser Torah to bring it back to you, and therefore it's just the Rabbanon, and for the sake of the covet of the scroll, we'll let you bring it back. Once it's come to rest, then you have to turn it over. And Rabbi Shimon's going to disagree. Rabbi Shimon's going to be even more lenient. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu ba'aretz atzmo, even if the far side of the scroll is sitting on the ground in the Rishus HaRabim, and the near side of the scroll is sitting on the rooftop with you in your hand. It's so you've got half Rishus HaRabim, half Rishus HaYachid, so that certainly is potentially a Doraisa, because you're transferring from Yachid to Rabim to Yachid. You could be next time. So even then, Golo Eitzlo, we let you roll it back to you. She'ein lechadav mishum shvus omed bifnei kisvei kodesh, because Rabbi Shimon holds that since In this case, it's just a derabanan. You're transferring a partial transference from Rabban to Yachid. That's only a derabanan. That's not going to be a good enough reason that derabanan won't apply in a scenario where we're protecting the honor of Kisvei Kodesh, of Holy Writings. Now, the halacha isn't like Rabbi Shimon, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. So you, once it's come to touch the ground, you no longer, or slanting on a roof top or side wall with intent to walk on the ground, you no longer can roll it back to you. But if it's dangling in the air, you certainly could.